What a way to open up the play-in season. Unbelievable. Los Angeles Lakers came out to play tonight. The energy was there. You can already tell. On both sides, New Orleans Pelicans, they've been beat to the wall by this team. They came in with the energy in the first quarter. No doubt about that. LeBron James. Who would have thought this guy had enough in the tank? Not only had enough in the tank, but took it upon himself in crunch time when it matters the most to have the ball in his hand making plays. Scoring the ball. Getting to the rim. Just putting his head down. Bully ball. Hitting clutch jump shots. You think they wanted to throw that game to put themselves in a better position? I don't think so. LeBron James then was looking to advance. When you was a great team in the past and you get that feeling again, you start smelling the sauce. That's what happened tonight. To the Pelicans' credit, they've been beat to the wall by this team. They said they weren't going to have any more of it. They were going to go in this game with their clip unloaded. We don't get to Zion Williamson. Very unfortunate. It was tough watching that. What an outstanding game he had. And to believe, if he never went out, he probably could have got his team to victory. Just going to put that out there. He's played well enough. Played outstanding, actually. They put the ball in his hands, creating plays. Ingram set him up a few times on a backdoor drop off for the dunks. You can tell the guy felt like he finally was getting it over the hump. And then what happens? When it matters the most, he didn't tweak something. Only he knows. No contact, just a basic jump floater shot. Comes down, he felt something immediately. Something wasn't right. And when you see plays like that, you just, very rarely they get back in the game. Most likely their playoff run is over, or a season ending injury when it's no contact and a guy immediately calls for a checkout. Painful to watch that. Because you know what the guy been through. All the off-season allegations. His weight problem. Trouble staying on the floor healthy. And he gets to this moment. Playing his ass off, I might add. Playing his ass off. And then something like that happens. Fortunately, they still have a shot. I haven't heard anything on the injury, what's going on with him. Hopefully he can make it for next game. Still in the air. But they came out guns blazing, both teams up and down, fast paced. Something you want to see in the playoffs. Defense was a little suspect in the beginning, but it was good offense going back and forth. You can go with that, but you knew they had to tighten it up at some point. Lakers, you know, they got them double-digit lead. D'Angelo Russell got them going. He got hot from three. He's handling the rock. He was feeling good in this game. So LeBron had some help. He didn't go for 30, 40, 50, but he did enough across the board. Almost got a triple-double. But just when you count the king out. He makes the necessary plays to win ball games. Ball is in his hand. If he's not hitting the shot, he's setting up a teammate. Making the right play. The guy's aged and he's still inspired. And they believe. They believe they can win a championship. They're not out there just messing around. When LeBron James can get the support he needs, and he kind of, so to speak, coast through 1-3 quarters, and when it matters the most, you put the ball in his hands at his own pace, getting his shots he want, in his rhythm, it's very tough to beat the team. Pedigree is solid. And when you get a good game from Anthony Davis, some people be like, oh, well, it was a 35 with a 40 points. Well, he didn't need that. Other guys played well. And he had a double-double. He got 3 blocks. He hit his free throws. Yeah, 20 points, 15 rebounds. And playing defense. And the offensive rebounds that he got for putbacks were crucial. I don't think it's a shock the Lakers won. But the fashion and the grit and the way that they won the ball game proved that they want to make a serious go at it. A serious go at it. It's late, not going to keep it too long. We're going to give out stars. We're going to give out Iron Mans, you know, Iron Unkinds. But we're not going to put up the animations. It's late. I want to make my editing process as easy and simple as possible, especially being so late. But you get my drift on it. Still giving out the awards. Still giving out the awards. We're going to get to the second game in a minute, but that was outstanding as well. Is the rain over for the Golden State Warriors? That's another situation. But I'm going to try to break this down in a small package because we're going to linger this thing to 1 or 2 hours. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. I haven't done that. If you look at the pattern, I haven't done hours or 2 hours. 30 minutes at the most. Chop it down and get a little shorter than that. But I actually went out and watched that second game. Warriors and Kings. I think it was halftime. It almost didn't pry myself away from leaving the house because it was getting that good. But I told myself, I better leave before halftime. So it's about second quarter, about 4 minutes left. I say, once I get to where I'm going, I'm going to get there before the third quarter starts, which is perfect timing. I timed it right. But man, we're going to get to the second game. I'm just amazed. LeBron James still got some fight in him. And you know the key stat that I'm looking at from him? You know, he didn't shoot it well from the field, but come on, man. 23 points, 2 blocks, 3 steals, 9 assists, 9 rebounds. Really? Shooting 6-for-20 from the field? You don't think he was activated? He was activated. All right. He was very activated. Even Hachimura, he added what he needed to add. Hitting some key little in the lane drifters, jump shots. Play big. Like I say, Russell set the table. But before we go deep down into the roster of this stat sheet, Anthony Davis, we're going to give him an Iron Man. No doubt about that. He deserved that. Gritty performance by him with so-called hurt back injury. whatever you want to call it, playing through that, trying to give the team whatever he has. He did that. Hachimura, we just got through talking about him, 13 points. He had a steal. And just not a performance that shoots off on a stat sheet. The guy was 5-for-6 from the field, 2-for-2 on the three-pointers. When the opportunity was there, he took advantage of it. He gave his team exactly what they needed at the right time. He deserves a round of applause. Old man LeBron James. What I was going to point out with him, if I didn't get to it already, I don't know, I'm in circles right now. 10 for 10 from the free throw line. That's the most impressive stat by LeBron James for me. 23 points, we've seen that millions of times. We know about the blocks he gets. We know about the steals. 9 assists, that's easy. That's like slicing pie for him. 9 rebounds. Now, we do expect that to be a lot higher. We used him getting those 12s and 13s at some points, but 9 is good. Like I say, he flirted with a triple-double. But 10 for 10 from the free throw line, that's shocking. That's unusual. He's always been sketchy from the free throw line. So that just lets you know the amount of focus he had for this ball game to go 10 for 10 from the free throw line. 10 for 10 from the free throw line. He was locked in and he didn't have to shoot well from the field. He's ready for this game. And he knew the punch that the Pelicans was going to bring after getting smacked in the face a couple of times. They were going to come with all they had. He stated that. He knew it. The team knew it. They were waiting on it. So they matched the energy early. That's why I was up and down, 3-for-3, drive-for-drive. And you get a couple of dust-ups. What about Jose Alvarado? You got to love that guy. I love a guy that's gutty like him, stick his nose where it don't belong and stir up the mess. That's Alvarado. The guy made big plays. His passing ability in this game, setting up Zion Williamson, easy layups, easy dunks for Nance, pressuring the ball, just making plays, hit the open shot. The only reason you would hate a guy like that because he's not on your team. It's the only reason why. I'm not even on them yet, and I'm talking about him. That'll just let you know right there. We're not even looking at their box sheet, but Alvarado, man. Where would they be without him? And like I say, Zion would have never went out. Might be a different story here. It's possible, man. Very possible. That defined offense, that's a big blow to a team when one of your best guys go out. You got to refocus, regroup your mind. And then you got to find offense elsewhere. And they mustered it up for a while until, you know, it ran out. McCollum, he was trying to bring it, but it just wasn't his night. D'Angelo Russell, 21 points. He got him a block. He got him a steal. 6 assists. 5-for-11 from the three-point line, 7-for-14 from the field. He came with it tonight. He set the stage for his team. He was very aggressive. Had the ball on a string. Talking a little smack as he hitting shots. That's exactly what LeBron James and AD needs. Other guys stepping up when they don't have their rhythm or they just don't have it that night. Take the bull by the horns. That's exactly what D'Angelo Russell did. He didn't wait on LeBron James. He didn't wait on AD. He went out there and got his. That's what it's going to take throughout the playoffs for for the Lakers if they want to continue to advance. And they're going to need a whole lot of it against Denver anyway, the champs. The Lakers and LeBron James want to prove something this year. You go over there and you knock down those Denver Nuggets and find yourself somewhere in the finals competing. And if you pulled it off, what a wonderful story. Be a lot of people hating on LeBron James for that one. They won't like that one bit if this guy gets another ring at his age on the way out. When they've been counted out. And it might be a little far-fetched. Because Denver Nuggets is a different animal. Plain and simple on that end. Reeves. Used to him playing big games. He fills up the stat sheet as well. Knocking down deep threes. Shot clock running down. They need a bucket. He's the guy handling the ball, getting to the middle, drawing a foul, or going all the way to the cup. All day long with Reeves. 16 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. Got him 2 threes, 5 attempts, 5 for 11 from the field. He's been more aggressive than that in the past, but it wasn't really that needed in this ball game once they got it rolling. Their only problem is they couldn't hold on to the lead they had when it looked like they were going to blow them out of the water again. But once again, the Pelicans, they've been there before. They've been slapped. They fought this time to death. And just hoping Zion Williamson be able to come back. Got to get him back on the floor. Like I say, got to figure out what's going on with it. Is it day by day? Is it a few weeks? Do it seal up his season? Hope not. Hope not. So everybody else is singled out. I'm going to give Gabe Vincent a little shine. He got 9 points. Hit 2 threes. Guy who's been on the shelf pretty much the whole season. So you can't fault him for not having a rhythm or trying to find his shot, wanting to be a part of something. He's like a secret special weapon they've been having back for all this time, and now he's finally on the floor. But he's more than capable of hitting clutch shots. He's been breaded for that. He's a Heat, remember? Big playoff performances by him, 3 after 3. More than likely, when he's open, he's going to knock that down. LeBron James is going to find every way to set him up when he's double teamed or the defense allows it. He's going to be keen looking for this guy. And if Gabe Vincent gets it rolling, the man can hit 7, 8 threes in a row. He has that capability, and it don't have to be right at his toe on a stripe. I'm talking about deep pull-ups. He gets a round of applause. And excuse me, I'm all out of whack because LeBron James, he's going to get a star. D'Angelo Russell, he's going to get an Iron Man. Reeves going to get a round of applause. Amazing performance by the Lakers and LeBron James. Not wanting to quit, want to go take care of business. AD, gutty performance. Just gutty performance, like I stated. Gutty performance. Didn't sit back and whine too much, or if at all. He usually does. And trust me, we're hard on AD all the time. No Diddy. We're hard on him. But when he comes through, got to acknowledge that. And another key point that I've noticed by him, and you can look at on the stat sheet, look at his three-pointers. How many did he shoot? How many did he make? That man was concentrating in that paint. Do you hear me? And that's really led to his turnaround this late in the season. Giving up taking threes, which he should have been doing. You can get you maybe two or three a game, possibly, maybe. The offense creates that. But you hunting them down and coming down from half court and running straight to the wide corner and staying on top of the key looking for the swing for the three, that's another problem. So whoever talked him into it, or he realized it himself, I don't know, but it was a great idea. He don't need six, seven, eight threes attempts a game. He don't need that. Mm-mm. Too talented, too big, too agile, too skilled, down low to be shooting that many threes in a ball game. And sometimes that's a knock on Joel Embiid, because once he realized he just gets his butt on that block, nobody can stop him. You know, three shot is a cute shot. All big men want to do it. It's cute. You want to prove that, hey, I'm just not a pounder. I don't just have post moves. I don't have to go down low all the time. I can shoot a jump shot. Matter of fact, I can shoot a three. So, yeah, it makes them feel good doing that. But playoff time, if you've done it all year, playoff time is when you really got to switch it up. You got to go to your bread and butter. Don't rely on that. You're letting the defense off the hook. They know it. They give it to you every time. No problem. Let's go down here. Like I said, I'm not trying to run this too long, because get the yapping and running too long, it will go 1-2 hours. So let's take a look at the Pelicans. My. Look at Zion Williamson. That's what I say, man. Ooh, hope the guy's all right. 40 points, man. And he's missed some action. He got a block. He got a steal. He got 5 assists, 11 rebounds. 6-for-9 from the free throw line. A little sketchy on that, but, you know, he was trying to get to the line, letting you know he was aggressive. Look at the attempts. Have the most attempts on the team. Almost at 30 attempts. Been very aggressive. His team is bought in, and they're starting to trust him, putting the ball in his hands. Unbelievable. If he don't get a star tonight, I don't know what we give out awards for if he can't get a star. Matter of fact, the other guy, Brandon Ingram, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm right with Reggie. Why wasn't he in the ball game? It didn't make any sense to me. Reggie Miller hit it right on the money. Zion Williamson goes out with an injury. You have CJ McCollum out there. Broke. He couldn't make a shot if the manager gave him all the ingredients to the drink. Unbelievable. The man was broke basically all night long. So you're lacking on offense. You don't put Brandon Ingram, he didn't have a good game himself, really. He was 4-for-12 on the field, 11 points. At least it didn't stop there for him. He was trying to do other things with a little assist and a little bit of rebounding. But you still got to go to him. The man can hit a clutch shot. He might can catch his rhythm. It got to be an inside thing going there. That's the only way that makes sense. Him and the coach at odds, what's going on? Is he dinged up himself? Nobody knows about? Because really that doesn't make sense not to have him on the floor. Willie Green. Oh, Willie Green. You trying to put yourself on the hot seat. Huh, sir? Yeah. You on the hot seat. No doubt about that. let's see what's going to happen with these Pelicans. Because if you don't get fired after this season, your ass is going to be sizzling hot going into the next. No doubt about that. So it just didn't make sense not having Brandon Ingram on the floor. Plain and simple. Are you trying to win? C.J. McCollum. Of course, we got to give C.J. McCollum an iron unkind. No doubt about that. Valanciunas. They couldn't do nothing with AD. Couldn't do nothing with him. I mean, Valanciunas, he rebounded. That's all he did was rebound. Well, when you're 7 foot, I mean, it kind of would be a disgrace if you couldn't get no rebounding. 1 for 7 himself. I mean, a lot of guys didn't really step up. You know, I called out Alvarado because of his guttiness and his headiness, giving his team some juice, a little punch to fight back. And he'll get a round of applause for that. But like I say, he's a sort of role player. He don't get 38, 40 minutes a game. If he did, his numbers probably looking at a hell of a lot better. But the 7 assists is what really stands out, because he actually dropped off some nice passes to his teammates. No doubt about that. Under pressure, driving to the lane, bodies around him, do a last second kick out. He was willing and dealing. He had the offense under control for a good stretch. A couple of double figures down. You got Lance. You got Nance. Nance with 10 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. He gets a round of applause. The only missing piece was Zion in there in crunch time. Could have been a different story. Who knows? But the way he was playing, they couldn't stop him. He was being very aggressive. He might have been your best option to body up LeBron James in crunch time if he was in there. He was doing an okay job. Told you, he's buying in on defense now. That's what makes this painful for that guy. What he's been through, trying to stay on the floor. And then when his team needs him the most, he goes out after playing outstanding. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to leave this one. We're going to jump right into the Kings and the Warriors. Big brother and little brother. Kings came out ready in this one. They came out ready in this one. I don't know if I want to say they matched fire with fire, but they was letting Golden State know early that we've grown up and we want to take your spot. And y'all going to have to fight like hell if y'all going to get it from us. You have to fight like hell. Golden State pretty much got locked down in this game. I mean, it went down 118-94. You keep Golden State under 100 points anyway. You're doing a marvelous job. They jumped on every ball screen. Anytime Curry tried to shake loose for three, he had bodies around him. They was pressing him. The defense was outstanding. Their attention to detail was off the charts. See, one thing I like about this time of year, this season, play-in, playoffs, is when coaches strategize. They always throw in a wrinkle that the other team won't expect, and it ends up driving them to victory. I love that stuff. That's coaching. And it proves to me that you actually want to win the game. Out of all the stuff that goes on around the league, about teams throwing games, they're being paid off, all this crazy stuff. But when you see a team actually trying to win a game, strategizing, finding weak points, exposing them, taking away your hired gunman, they were prepared.
It was beautiful to watch.
They were making Golden State work. Oh yeah, they were making them work. They jumped everything. And their offense is good enough to carry them over the hump. So Golden State felt the pressure. They saw it slipping away from them. Draymond Green, 12 points, 2 steals, 6 assists. He's had better games, but he's not the driving force to them winning, especially on the offensive end. Yeah, you can play some defense, might get some rebounds, try to get people involved. But if everything's not clicking and your main gunmen are off, then that kind of cancels you out, aborts you from the mission, and you're ineffective. Wiggins, he gets an iron unkind. 12 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds. They got to have more from him. 1 for 4 from the 3-point line, 4 for 11 from the field. They need more from him. If the Golden State Warriors going to do anything, Wiggins has to play well. We ain't trying to say 30 points. He just has to play well. He has to do better than what he did tonight. Stephen Curry. That's a cookie cutter game from him. Most guys, you look at that and you say, oh, they had a pretty well game. Not for Steph Curry. No, not for him. They will lose every time if he's averaging this right here on the stat sheet. You bring this to every game for Steph Curry, his team ain't gonna have a shot most nights. Many nights. How about all nights? No way. No way, no how. And Klay Thompson. This is not iron unkind. This is iron unfound. That's what you call this. A goose egg and points. When the last time that's happened? It has to be a handful of games. Try 100 and something games since that happened. A goose egg for Klay Thompson. He didn't hit a 3 in the ball game. And look that stat up too. How long has it been since Klay Thompson didn't hit a 3 in a ball game at all? Not only didn't score at all, but didn't hit a 3 in the game. When last time that happened? If this doesn't spell fishing, I don't know what does. Okay, I had to throw one other animation in there. At least one. Fishing. Kuminga, you get a round of applause. You stepped it up this year. The task is too high for you. You can't win it all by yourself. But you're a hell of a piece to a team that's kind of already have a foundation and have a little culture going. You can't be the main guy, but you can sort of speak, play the Robin a little bit. You're getting on that level. But you keep working. You can find yourself one day, maybe an all-star. You have that capability. You gotta stay working though, and working hard. Because not only that you don't have the household name, but you have to bring it every night on a certain level, getting certain type of numbers, along with some winning mixed in with it, to get invited to an all-star game. Moody stepped in for 16 points. But really, if you look at this box sheet, the production was very low across the board. Just look how this sounds real quick. Draymond Green, 12 points. Wiggins, 12 points. Stephen Curry, 22 points. Kuminga, 16 points. And Moody, 16 points. We're going to look at that in itself. Not worry about the other stats. That's just not enough point production to win in a play-in or playoffs. No way, no how. No way. So you can see how they lost this one handsomely, as we like to say. 94-118. Unbelievable. Look at these guys. Oh man, look at these guys. Sabonis, outstanding game by him. When you play by committee, you don't worry about those teams and points. That's irrelevant. When everybody's involved, everybody's sharing the sugar, everybody's feeling good. He did what he does best. Look at him in the paint. 12 rebounds. 2 steals, 1 block. Look at the assist for the big man. Huh? 7 for 14 from the field. Then you look at the 16 points and it looks a little more attractive, don't it? When you add all the other stuff involved with it, huh? Yeah, he gets a round of applause. You know what? Yeah, he gets a round of applause. We're going to give him an Iron Man as well. Especially when you're pulling down 12 rebounds and you're getting some steals and you throw a block in there. What about Harrison Barnes? He set the stage at some point in this game. But like I said, the Kings, man, they're tired of getting smacked around. They have arrived. They believe that. And they gave the Warriors the business. They gave them the business. Look at Keegan Murray. The guy came out sharpshooting, man. 8 three-pointers. Look at this box sheet. Do you see the difference in points? The help, the production. Look at Fox. He didn't have to go off the chart. 11 for 25 from the field. He didn't have to go too far off the charts. He did in a way. He was aggressive, but look at the help. He's their best player. And when you have another guy being more effective than him or the same as him, cancels it out. That's game time. Who? You know? That's game time. 15 points by Ellis. Great pitch in by him. He's plus 27. It's a lot of pluses on the floor. Bench didn't have to do too much. Starters, they took care of everything. They took care of it. They took care of it. So there you have it, folks. Broke the ice on the play-in tournament. It has begun. Continues tomorrow. But the Warriors are gone fishing. Still a lot of storylines. Still a lot of storylines. So we're going to cut this one short. It's late. It's been a hell of a night. Enjoyed myself. And I enjoyed the games, most importantly. Did I say enjoy myself? I'm going to throw a ditty on that one. But I had a good time. I'll put it that way. So, yeah. More to come. A lot of more storylines. Still got to be written. Chapters have to be closed. Finals still wide open. But it's going to be interesting watching those Denver Nuggets and those Los Angeles Lakers go to war. All the pressure is on the Denver Nuggets, not on the Lakers.
Lakers can do a little history here. They pull this one out in advance and then see what's going to happen. You know what I mean? So y'all enjoy yourselves. It's been a hell of a night. Well, that's just a rerun. That's a rerun of the Lakers and the Pelicans. But we know the story on that. We know how that ended. So thanks for y'all time. GSQH, Good and Most Sports Quick Hits, and Weary Wednesday. Yep, in the middle. In the middle. But once again, thanks for y'all time. GSQH, Good and Most Sports Quick Hits. And we lining them up. For the home run. Y'all take it easy. We out of here. Peace.